Bank Washington to hear some important information. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. It looks like there may be more than one person in our records associated with this phone number. To make sure we are speaking with the person we need, please tell me yes or no. Is this?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yes.
Great. If you'd like to continue this call in English, press 1.
Para continuar en español, presione el 2.
Or to hear this call in some other language, press 3. Please press 1 for English.
O presione 2 para continuar en español.
Or to hear this call in some other language, press 3. Pardon me, please press 1 for English.
O presione 2 para continuar en español.
Or to hear this call in some other language, press 3.
1.
Alright, this call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please know that any information we share is confidential. Since your privacy is very important to us, please bear with us a moment while we quickly validate your date of birth. Specifically, we need your month, day, and year. For example, June 1st, 1970. Please tell me the month, day, and year of your birth now. Thank you. We want to welcome you to America and make sure you're getting the care you deserve. To make sure we're not missing anything, we'd like to ask you a few questions. First, to get an idea of how your health has been, please tell me, have you been admitted to the hospital in the past 6 months?
No.
Okay, and have you been to the emergency room any time in the past 6 months?
No.
All right, do you have any future hospital stays or surgeries planned?
No.
Okay, next. We'd like to know how you describe your health these days. Please say excellent, very good, fair, or poor.
Good.
Thank you. Are you taking any prescription medications at the moment?
No.
Okay, thank you again for taking the time to answer these questions. Alright, do you use any medical equipment right now? Not including a cane, walker, crutches, nebulizer, or diabetic supply.
No.
Pardon me, please say yes or no. Do you currently use any medical equipment, not including a cane, walker, crutches, nebulizer, or diabetic supply?
No.
Thanks for letting us know. Sometimes, people need a little extra help, especially when they're not feeling well. Right now, do you find you need help with daily activities like taking your medication, bathing, or eating?
No.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, we're going to review a list of conditions and possible health situations. After each, please say yes if you have the condition right now, and no if you don't. Please know that your answers will be kept confidential and are only used to help us give you the best care possible. Do you have asthma?
No.
COPD?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Do you have seizures?
No.
Have you had memory problems?
No.
Have you had a stroke?
No.
Do you have congestive heart failure, also called CHF or heart failure?
No.
Do you have heart disease?
No.
Are you being treated right now for any type of cancer?
No.
Are you an organ transplant risk?
No.
Do you have hepatitis?
No.
Do you have kidney failure?
No.
Are you dealing with symptoms of depression?
No.
Have you been diagnosed with schizophrenia?
No.
What about tuberculosis?
No.
Are you experiencing any kind of paralysis?
No.
Do you have multiple sclerosis?
No.
Are you living with HIV or AIDS?
No.
Have you ever had lead poisoning?
No.
Do you have sickle cell disease?
No.
Last one. Do you have hemophilia?
No.
Thank you for going through that list. Your answers will be very helpful. Also, since we do have resources available for our members who are pregnant, let me ask you, are you pregnant at this time?
No, I'm not.
Thanks for answering those health questions. They'll help us give you the best care possible.
Keeping you happy and giving you the best customer service are two of our top priorities. In fact, we can get a member services representative on the phone right now to answer any questions you may have about your new Amerigroup group coverage and benefits. Would you like me to connect you now?
Yes.
All right. Hold on for a few seconds while we connect you.
Tracy, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yeah, I just answered the survey for my wife.
Uh-huh.
She speaks Cambodian, and so, you know, it wouldn't have been good for her to try to answer those questions by herself.
So was there a question that you had about the survey?
Well, a comment, I should say. Yeah, go ahead and just forward my comment on the survey.
Okay.
It just seems really cold and impersonal. And, you know, I don't like getting called by a robot machine and asked all these personal questions about my health. My suggestion would be to have somebody make personal contact with the insurance and then say, can we call you back and have you take a survey? But this survey is just coming out of the blue like it did. Not really a good idea. Okay. Are you guys in Washington State or are you somewhere else? Is this particular one in Washington? Well, I hope somebody gets back to me. I hope a manager or something gets back to me. I think this is useful feedback. We should know.
I could ask someone to call you back, sir, but the survey has reached thousands and thousands of members.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that it would be difficult to call each member individually, and it's maybe why it's done that way.
David Preston.
I'm sorry, David?
Preston. P-R-E-S-T-O-N.
So, Mr. Preston, I will forward it. Like, they are going for the evening, but
okay.
I will forward it to somebody
else. Do you know, by any chance, what was going to happen as a result of the survey? I mean, what if I had answered yes, I have some of those conditions? Okay. That would be another thing I would say, if I tell people what the next step is, what's going to happen. Have you ever taken a survey by any chance?
That's a personal question. I'm not sure how that relevant to your contract.
Well, see, usually when I call a company about a service or product, I say, have you used this yourself? So that gives them a better idea of what I'm talking about. So if I say, I think that there's a problem with this survey because it's cold and impersonal, if you had taken it, you would be more likely to understand what I'm talking about. And the same goes for whatever manager it is. So that's what the relevance is.
I understand the concerns, sir. I'm going to go over your concerns to my manager and have him call you on Monday.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.